Well, here we are again. Found ourselves in the same spot.
Indeed.
Do you find this is like purgatory? We're just repeating the same thing over and over again. Doomed to continue repeating it over and over again.
That's one way to look at it, I suppose.
Rolling the boulder up the hill.
What else are you going to do?
It's true.
It's good. We're good?
Yeah.
I'm good. It's already started. Today's 12-minute talk. Your groups are big enough.
This is in reference to something?
This is in reference to... I'm not really calling out anyone in this particular circumstance, but Horny does great podcasts. But...
Ooh,
Horny,
a qualifier in there.
You're confusing a lot of people. I wish you would be more specific with things. Maybe less specific with things, because I think a lot of the problem is that, like, talking way over certain a lot of people's heads with some of the stuff they're putting out.
Are you referring to Let's Talk Mean Radius?
Well, that's just like it's on top of that. Like, your groups aren't big enough, and then like all those other podcasts. I had several people reach out, and I'm just like. Like, people freaking out if they're shooting enough. And, I'm just like, what are you doing? You know, which I'll get into that here in a minute. But I just wanted to break down, like, how I do things. And, you know, maybe put some people at ease.
Let's talk nice radius.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get into it, be sure and stop by AlleyMunitions.com. Help support podcasts. Or if you're middling, go by Alley Outdoors. Big sale this year, John?
Big sale.
This will come out before that, right? Yeah, when we're still like...
Yeah, if you go on alleyoutdoors.com, drop to the bottom of the page, there's a newsletter thing. We'll put out something the week of Thanksgiving.
He's going to sell your data to the Asians.
I'm going to sell it to the Asians. I'm going to sell it to the Russians. And then, yeah.
But yeah, help support podcasts. But anyways, let's get back to it. Now, I would recommend listening to Horny Podcasts. They put out lots of great info. And then if you're getting, like, overwhelmed, just turn it off. It's fine. It's going to be cool. Okay. But this is really, you know, pertaining to, like, your groups aren't big enough podcast. I think that's the title of it. I don't know if you have that pulled up. And, it, you know, to me, the way I handle this situation is, what am I doing? And that's really how we handle a lot of situations as it pertains to, like, choosing firearms, optics, and ammo, and everything else. Like, what are you doing? Because if you're deer hunting and you're shooting 100 yards, you're shooting, like, a, you know, thin profile, 308, 30-06, 270, whatever, going out there and shooting 20-round groups is just completely pointless. It's just my opinion. So I'm just going to kind of break it down, like, how I handle this situation and what... use case scenario, would I recommend shooting larger groups and what have you. So from a hunting standpoint, whether it be deer hunting or predator hunting, if I'm shooting a couple hundred yards, I'm going to say like 300 yards in, I'm shooting groups that are adequate for the barrel profile. Meaning, if it's a thin barrel profile, I am not shooting 20-round groups ever. Like consecutive 20-round groups. That makes absolutely no sense. What I am more worried about is that first shot more than anything. Is it on target? Is it right where I'm aiming? Everything else. Like, that first shot is important. And does the adequate group well enough for my ability, my wants, my needs, with said projectile that I want to shoot out of that rifle? So, super thin profile, especially larger calibers that have a bunch of powder, there's absolutely no need to shoot over a 3-round group. And like I said, what I'm more focused on is that first round impact. I myself, the shooter, am I ready? Am I shooting in the right spot? Like, am I hitting the bullseye? Or is it like, am I blaming cold bore on certain things? You know, that's where you really get down to, like, there could be a potential whole other podcast getting into that realm of that first round flyer, which we've spoken about many a times. It's typically the shooter, not the rifle or the ammo or anything else like that. But if you spend enough time practicing and everything else, and you ultimately determine that there is some sort of issue, there is some sort of first round flyer, I would recommend taking a look at your rifle, your optics, and then ammo even lasts. Because if, like, consecutively, if it shoots good groups, 3, 5, whatever the case may be, it's probably a you problem first. Secondarily, if you can ultimately determine it's not a you problem, it's probably a rifle problem, or it's probably an optic problem. Ammo last in this particular scenario. So, hunting standpoint, 300 yards in, 3, 5 shot groups are just fine. Like, as long as it's doing what you're capable of, it's hitting where you're aiming, you're good to go. There's no need to worry about this 4 grillion round groups and all that stuff. So, past that is hunting at longer ranges. Now, I'm going to say, like, you know, most nowadays, a lot of people are really getting into, like, pushing out 600 yards. I think it's pretty common. What should you do making those hunting-related 600-yard shots and in? How many, like, in your development and everything else, getting your data and all that stuff, what should you be doing? I'm still not going to recommend shooting these 20-round groups because most of the time, your hunting rifles are going to be on the lighter side. You still might find those super thin, light-profile barrels. And there's absolutely no reason, especially if you start talking about the larger calibers, 28 Nozzlers, 300 Win Mag, 300 PRC, and so on, thin-profile barrels. You know, we're talking about cartridges that are like 80 grains plus powder. We're talking about cartridges like after 3 shots, the barrel is just smoking hot, especially if you have a super thin profile. I'm not going to recommend you ever sit down and shoot 20-round groups because what's going to happen, chamber's going to get warm. The cartridge is going to get warm. Like when you load another cartridge, the longer it sits in that chamber, the more it's going to warm up. And it's going to start throwing much larger deviations. Like your powder's going to go from like room temp. Your cartridge case and powder is going to go from room temp to like at the end of that 20-round shot, especially on those super large calibers, it's going to be smoking pretty warm in a chamber. We're talking like probably close to 200, I'd have to go back and look at notes, over 200 degrees. And what that's going to do, it's going to warm up the powder inside the cartridge case, and it's going to give you a much higher velocity. And that's also going to be dependent upon what powder you're using, because I've said this once, said a million times. Doesn't matter if it's an extreme powder or not, all powder will fluctuate with temperature increases, like ambient temperature as well as like cartridge case temperature. So I'm still not going to recommend you go and sit down behind the rifle and just burn through 20 rounds to prove, I'm not sure what. What I am going to recommend, especially if you're going to be shooting like 600 yards and in, is several 3-shot groups and collect that data. And I'm also going to recommend, you know, sitting the ammo out in the sun, let it get good and warm, and then put your ammo in the freezer and then shoot it like that. And then take these chronograph velocities and put together a better ballistics profile. I am never, ever going to recommend sitting there and burning down the barrel on a hunting rifle, like especially the thinner contour profile barrels, because you're never going to do that out there. And it is.
Oh, but it's actually not statistically relevant because you're not shooting enough data to draw reasonable conclusions from it.
We're getting a little carried away with statistic relatively. Like, it's still numbers.
Let's be honest, it's really autistic. It's like, are we trying to figure out a way to be more effective shooters, or are we like trying to, you know, run a fucking scientific experiment?
Exactly.
Like, I think if you're honest with yourself and you have a basic grasp of the fundamentals and how things work, like that, you're like 90% of the way there.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't like, you know, like if you can get to the point where you like can be honest with yourself, like, oh, I fucked up that shot. You can find out, you don't need to statistically analyze all your groups.
Exactly. And I think a lot of that comes from like that PRS world, like as many people that are nerding out on that shit. And I'll get into that in just a moment. We have enough time. You know, 600 yards in, it's more important to myself to know what your ammo does in these different temperatures. And still, at 100 yards, is my first round shot going exactly where I'm aiming? And then you can take that out, this data you extrapolate from doing, do as many 3-shot groups as you want, as you feel comfortable with. I mean, the more the better, but not sitting there melting down the barrel. and also doing your testing in these different ambient temperatures, what have you, of the ammo so you can get a better ballistics profile. And then taking it out to range. Take it out to 600 with your data. Put a 3-shot group on target. You know, you need to gather the data that's applicable. There you go. To your situation. And sitting there burning down a hunting contour barrel is not whatsoever applicable. But moving on to like where you might get into this realm of 20 shot groups, 30 shot groups, 150,000 round groups, whatever the case may be. The only place I see that being applicable is in that PRS setting. We're talking about a heavy contour barrel. We're talking about at least 1,000 yards, if not a little bit further. We're talking about a situation where you may run into this situation a lot, and especially in PRS, like they may have a situation where it's already ambient temperature 100 degrees and you're sitting there running like 10 to 20 rounds down the barrel at a time. At this point in time, I am going to recommend such things. Like it wouldn't be a bad idea to sit down, you know, burn down the barrel and see what that variation turns into once everything starts getting super warm. But I mean, I'm still not putting that high on a priority list, that 20 round deviation. Because I can gather the same amount of information doing several 5-shot groups. You know, if I shoot 20 5-shot groups or one 20-round group, I'm still going to have a good idea of what the accuracy potential, accuracy in, what's the other word, John?
Precision.
Accuracy and precision potential that platform has. Now, what I am going to tell you to do as far as collecting data is you need to collect the data how it's applicable to your situation. If you're going to PRS shoot, higher strings of fire, higher heat and everything else. If you're going to be hunting, lower strings of fire. It all matters. It really matters the most when you start applying how you're gathering your data to the situation. Like it makes absolutely no sense to now shoot a 20 round group on a thin profile 28 Nosler. Whereas it makes absolutely no sense to sit down and shoot three shot groups on a super heavy contour PRS rig. So just be smart about what you're doing and don't get too caught up in all these podcasts nowadays, you know, like ours as well, but just do what makes sense for you and then try to collect the most amount of data in different ambient temperatures and you're probably going to be fine. Especially by today's standards and ballistics and all that, like ballistic profiles and all that other stuff. Everything's pretty great nowadays.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, again, what really matters is like, can you get a hit on target?
Yes.
And so, like, you can get off in the sauce about all this other bullshit that doesn't, like, you can get it to the point where it doesn't actually matter or it's such a minute differential, like, fact, like, you don't know, like you're measuring versus the, you know, how you're actually operating your data could introduce error that, like, again, doesn't even make a shit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just don't get too caught up in bullshit.
Yeah, take your white lab coat off.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I get
shrink it. Shrink the size of your target.
I get it. Exactly. I get it, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, you're kind of confusing a few people. But I'm a data nerd. I enjoy it, but at the same time, I feel the questions like, should I be doing this? And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm hunting. No, that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm sitting in my deer stand shooting 100 yards.
Well, I mean, if you're getting into the thing where you're like tweaking your shit and you're getting crazy with it, like you should probably know how to do like comparative analysis. But past that, it's like,
yeah,
no, you just go shoot your gun.
Spend more time shooting, less time thinking.
Yeah. Well, like, should we have to analyze the mechanical properties of the body before we, you know, like, swing our golf club?
But anyways, that's pretty much it.
We're out of time. We've been out of time.
We're out of time. We appreciate you guys watching. Again, go by allymunitions.com. We have lots of new stuff. Lots of new stuff. Optics, ammos, everything else. By the time this airs, I will have 6 ARC uploaded. But you're going to have to be fast. Sign up for email alerts. I promise you, it's going to be constantly going out of stock, just like 22 Creed. Or if you're in Midland, need to shoot indoors, you need to get some hunting stuff, whatever the case may be, stop by Ally Outdoors. We'll see you guys next time.